This is Dr. Leung, a neurologist. This is Dr. Leung. The patient last name is S-H-E-E-H-A-N. First name is Leon, L-E-O-N. Date of visit is July 25, 2023. Next, a patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First time, it was in Japan, come on, 2013 or 2014. First time, patient does not remember the exact date. First time, patient was in a training exercise. He fell, first up, and then he twisted his ankle, first up, and fell and hit the left side of the head, first up. A patient tells me that they hit the left side of the head very hard, first up. A patient tells me that he did not lose consciousness, first up. However, a patient had a severe head pain, first up. A patient was confused and disoriented, first up. A patient was dizzy, first up. A patient had a pulsating headache, first up. A patient had these symptoms for the rest of the day, first up. A patient also feels fatigued and tired for the rest of the day, first up. As a matter of fact, he did not feel well for the next couple of days, first up. A patient denies any hemiparesis. Patient tells me since the incident, a patient has severe headaches almost on a daily basis. Patient's ringing in the ears. Patient's migraines. Patient also feels tired a lot. Patient feels that he needs to lie down all the time since this happened. A patient is currently not working. A patient tells me that he's not able to keep any employment, because he has headaches. He's not able to work. His headaches are affecting him to hold employment. His ringing in the ears also make things worse. He needs to lie down all the time. Patient is not able to hold jobs because of his symptoms. Because he needs to take ibuprofen all the time. Paragraph, MOC examination is 25 out of 30. First up, a patient missed 5 on a delayed recall. Next paragraph, it is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, he was in Japan, come in 2013 or 2014. Come, a patient was in training exercises. First up, a patient suddenly twisted his ankle and fell and hit the left side of the head. First up, a patient tells me that he's not... his patient tells me that he immediately has severe head pain in the left side of the head. First up, a patient has a dizziness. First up, a patient has pulsating headaches. First up, a patient has a confusion and disorientation. First up, a patient feels fatigued and tired for the rest of the day. First up, a patient did not feel right for the next few days. The head impact, headache, dizziness, confusion, disorientation, fatigue and tired, these are all signs and symptoms. Signs and symptoms are very common for traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that he has sustained traumatic brain injury on that day. The persistent headaches, ringing the ears. All common symptoms from traumatic brain injury. This marks the notification.